Fighters, how we doing today? It's good to be back with you. Got a lot going on. I'm telling you, it's going crazy here in the fight world. And today I want to talk about the question in the title of this podcast is, are you fighting like hell? Are you fighting for the wrong things? And I want to start by just sharing that I'm inspired to see the effort. I'm inspired to see the grit and the persistence and the sacrifices that are made and the hustle that is being made. I hear your stories all the time. And I talk to so many of you and I get messages from you. And I'm incredibly encouraged by the level of fight that are in the fighters, you guys. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's amazing. Now, with that, it's also quite possible that we're bringing this commitment and this fierceness and this fight to things in our life that are not necessarily the good things for us, for our business, okay? And so I'm going to outline a few things here that I see as some common things that a lot of people are fighting for that I don't necessarily think are good. And then I'm going to flip it and share a few things about the things that you should fight like hell for. So guys, the very first thing that comes to my mind, that I see so many people fighting for, that's to hold on to your comfort zone. I've been there. From time to time, I fall back into this. Guys, if we're not getting uncomfortable, then we're simply not growing. And I want to encourage you that wherever you're comfortable in your business, I want to encourage you to get uncomfortable. So let's take, for instance, your sales process. If you're still playing, if you're in this comfort zone where you're running around, wasting time, chasing unicorns, getting told that they want to think about it, your price is too high, all this other stuff, I would urge you to take a good hard look at how comfortable you are in your sales process. Because what I see over and over when we teach people how to sell, we actually cause them to approach it in a different way. And it requires a level of discomfort, and that's where you grow. So for instance, you know, one of my partners, Steve, he always uses the example, if you're going to go take a golf lesson, one of the first things a good coach is going to do is he's going to adjust your grip. And at first it's going to be uncomfortable holding the club a certain way. Okay. But over time, when you commit to that discomfort, it then becomes normal for you and you get used to it, okay? So point here, guys, is don't hold on to your comfort zone, all right? The growth that you want, the life that you want is truly on the other side, outside of your comfort zone. And listen, you don't have to go like 6 miles outside of your comfort zone. That's another misconception that people have, like getting uncomfortable means you're massively uncomfortable and you're radical about, you know, the actions you're taking. Guys, I'm a little percent guy. I'm like, hey, here's my comfort zone. Here's the line. I'm going to step 6 inches outside my comfort zone today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to expand it a little bit more and a little bit more. And when you do that consistently over time, you have massive gains. Okay. Second thing I see too many contractors fighting like hell for that I think is messed up is, I kind of already covered it with the sales process, but it's your opinions about pricing, about sales, about what's possible, raising your prices, about people. You know, you're fighting like hell to hold on to your opinions that there's no good workers out there, or that all your guys are a bunch of idiots, or there's no way you could get these prices in my industry, in my location. There's no way this could happen because of the illegals or the unlicensed guys. I am blown away by the amount of time and effort that is spent by the average contractor defending this shit. Okay. And guys, this is wasted time. This is time you're never going to get back. There are thousands of contractors that have turned their life around, turned their business around because they were willing to let go of these opinions. They stopped fighting for their opinions and they just looked for the truth and what was possible. Okay. So today, guys, I want to share some things about what I believe you should fight like hell for, okay? And the first thing is you should fight like a mofo when it comes to things that are going to help you conquer your limiting beliefs and strengthening your mindset. Guys, we want to conquer our limiting beliefs, the things that are holding us back. So for instance, you've heard my story before. For many years, I thought I was stupid. And that was a limiting belief of mine. And for many years, I pushed it aside. I just let it own me until the day that I decided that I needed to fight this and I need to fight that limiting belief. Okay. Too many of us cave. We don't fight hard to strengthen our mindset. And one of the ways you do that is you create better habits. You take control of your thoughts, which become your beliefs and your actions and your results. So if you're going to be fighting for anything, fight to get rid of those fucking limiting beliefs and fight to strengthen your mindset. Second thing here, you should be fighting like hell for is your bank account. Ooh, bringing up the money. Far too many of us have not made a commitment to get oxygen financially. We make sure that everybody around us gets paid because we're good human beings. We're noble. We have integrity. But in the process, we're stealing from our family. And one of the ways that we steal from our family is we don't make sure that we are getting paid first. Okay. Many, many years ago, after getting kicked in the teeth, throat punched, kicked in the nads financially, dragged around the mud, I remember waking up one day and I finally said to myself, self, you are going to get yours first from now on. And I'll tell you, when you get to that point, when you fight for your own bank account, good things happen because you are strong. You can make better decisions. You are more creative. You can, when you're strong and you have that oxygen, you're a better leader for your people and all that because you're not as desperate and all the other shit that we've talked about here 1,000 times. All right. Next thing I would love to see you fight for is your happiness and your satisfaction as a human being. I recently did a post on social media where, there's that saying, work hard, play hard. Well, for many years, all I knew was work hard, work hard. And I'll tell you, that's probably still one of my biggest struggles now because number one, I love to work. Okay. Funny thing is I don't feel like I work that much, but the people that are closest to me, they're like, yeah, you're always on. Okay. So that's something that I just have to own. And this, I really have to work hard. See, there I go, working hard at letting go and doing the things that make me happy. For many years, I didn't play my drums. And some of the other things that I really enjoyed to do, all in the name of working hard. And guys, we could always get another business, start another business. We can always get another job. But I want to encourage you to fight for the things that bring you satisfaction, that make you happy. I was so proud of some of my guys, probably 15 years ago now. They came to me and they said, hey, we all have little kids. These guys in my crew. We all have little kids. And we leave in the morning, it's dark. Come home at night, it's dark. We'd like it every now and then if we could walk our kids to the bus and then come to work. Make a long story short, we actually went to each foreman and said, here's the deal. You're in charge of your start times. You work it out with the homeowner, the customer. You hit the job budgets and great experience and all those other things. And we don't care what you do. And guys, the morale on our team went through the roof because we allowed these guys the freedom to be adults. They didn't want to blow off work. They wanted to be with their kids and it made them happy. And the reason I bring it up is I'm applauding them for fighting for their satisfaction. They weren't just going to settle for the way it was in the construction industry. They're like, it wasn't worth missing those moments with their kids. So whatever it is for you, if it's time with your spouse, your significant other, your kids, a hobby of yours, guys, fight for it, okay? Fight for the things that bring you happiness. And that would even be this. If you've been slamming your junk in the door over and over and over with your business, your contracting business, and you're truly feeling like your soul is being ripped out of you, then maybe fighting for your happiness is getting the fuck out of the industry and either going to work for somebody else or totally switching gears and doing something else. Don't think that you're a failure if that happens, okay? All of us have been knocked down and change course and things like that. Fight for your happiness. Next one here. I kind of already said it, so I won't spend that much time on it. Fight for those that you love. Fight for your family. Don't steal from your family. Time, money. But fight for your team. Fight for the people that work for you and that are trusting you. You know, in one of our programs, when I do workshops, I talk about the immense responsibility that is on a business owner, because whoever works for you, they're trusting you to have your shit together, just like you're trusting them to do their job. They're trusting you to do your job. And unfortunately, many times as leaders in a business, we point the finger to everybody else not doing the fucking job, when really we're the ones that weren't fighting hard enough to set our people up for success, whether that's at home or on the job. Okay, fight for those that you love. And finally, guys, fight for your respect. You know, here in the fight, we're always talking about bringing respect and dignity back to the trades. That's what we're in this for. That's why I do what I do. All right. In order for you to be respected, you have to be worthy of respect. And sometimes the fight comes in the form of you, you know, hunkering down and writing a fucking job description that you don't feel like doing so that your people could be more equipped, or a scope of work, or understanding your numbers. All these things combined, compound into you earning the respect that you want. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense, guys. Let go of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Let go of those limiting beliefs. Fight against those limiting beliefs. Let go of your opinions about pricing, sales, people, what's possible, and open your mind to the possibility that there's totally different ways. Just make sure you're fighting the right battles. Worst thing that you want to do is put the ladder on the wrong wall and start climbing it. You want to make sure you're on the right wall. So fight the right battles. When you fight those limiting beliefs, when you fight for your money and for your happiness and for those you love and for respect, you're going to have, I believe, one hell of a business. All right. So before we get out of here today, I want to share a little bit of news, which is kind of cool. I got some news here that I'm excited about. And shared it on social last week, and I'm putting it out here now. But a few weeks ago, I signed an agreement to be the host of a new show on HGTV that's called Unfinished Business. That's the working title, which means they could change it. Where we go in, people have tried to do their own project on their own, and they screwed it up. And myself, another contractor and a designer, we come in, and we do our thing and we finish the project for them. And I'm excited about this for a lot of reasons, but one of the angles that I'm taking on this that I made very clear in my audition and this and that, and by the way, they came to me, they found me on YouTube and reached out to me. And they said, how would you approach this? And I just said, well, I think a lot of people don't hire contractors for a number of reasons. Number one, they don't trust us, right? Because, you know, there's this reputation that we're just going to charge too much money, we're not going to show up, and all this other stuff. And that's shit that we have to own. I said, but there's also things I believe that your general consumer needs to own. Like, this shit ain't as easy as you think it is, which is why your wife's still washing her hair in the kitchen sink after 6 years of you trying to remodel the fucking bathroom. And so I'm excited about this, being able to kind of bridge the two worlds and bring us closer together, because this totally fits in to our mission at the fight to bring respect and dignity back to the trade. So at the time of this recording, we're early, you're hearing this early in November of 2020. So sometime in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to start filming. I'm going to be out in the LA area on and off for a good 4 to 6 weeks from mid-November through the end of the year of 2020, recording 4 episodes that will air on HGTV in sometime in 2021, probably the late spring. So anyway, super excited about that announcement. And then finally, a lot of people, this came up because somebody sent me a message. They're like, hey, do you speak and do stuff? Because we'd like to have a speaker. And this is a part of my business, honestly, that I don't talk that much about. Probably because I speak on YouTube and I speak on the podcast all the time and this and that. I'm like, of course people know that I speak. But I actually do events. We do some virtual events, in-person events. We do workshops, everything from teaching you how to sell virtually and pull ahead of your competitors, to how to build your brand and certain things that you need to know to unify your team, build your profits, bunch of cool stuff. I do a thing called the Profit Path, which is one of our most popular programs, where I lay out the 8 prerequisites for growth and profit, whatever. I can go on and on. We have a bunch of things. So I just want to invite you, if you're listening and you, your company or your organization in the next, you know, several months or year or whatever is looking to do some sort of workshop, looking to do some sort of event, I'd be honored to have a conversation with you about that and what it would take. So you could just go to thecontractorfight.com/speaking and you can see what's going on there. Fill out the little form that we have and we'll be in touch with you guys. Somebody on my team will be in touch. So anyway, guys, appreciate you. You guys rock. I got to roll and I'll talk to you next time on the Contractor Fight podcast. I'm out.